hopefully this video doesn't suck because I'm driving, but I'm driving because I'm heading back east. It's been 10 months, you know, 10 months plus. And I got to eventually make my way back to the East Coast, I guess. But I got to say, my entire problem was waiting for the event to occur. And like I said in many videos, that this year, the elites showed us the program. Between Civil War 2024 and Leave the World Behind, they showed us the program. This is it. They're ready. They put this robot, creepy Joe Biden thing, whatever that is. I don't know what Joe Biden is supposed to be. But when they placed him in office, I told you that was a signal to the entire world that the United States was weak, hopeless, and couldn't even climb a set of stairs without falling down. But what they could do was absolutely flood the entire United States of America with people from Venezuela, China, Iran, every other country in the world that didn't belong here, and they gave them accommodations, they gave them communications, they gave them transportation, they fed them, and I'm sure they gave them even more than what we've already found out about. When I told you about that movie, Civil War 2024, and I actually posted it on my BitChute so you could watch it, the movie made no sense at all, except the entire goal of the movie from beginning to end was to get to the president and kill him. And I said that somebody was going to shoot Trump or Biden. Well, somebody took a shot at Trump, they tell us.
Following all of these major developments after the shooting at a campaign rally, former President Trump in Butler, Pennsylvania, was slightly wounded in the right ear, but we're told by his campaign, by his family, that he's doing fine. Authorities say the shots were fired from a rooftop adjacent to the venue, some 200 to 300 yards away, 8 rounds fired from an AR-style rifle. That information just reported.
And we're going to walk up through the field, stand by the trees out there under the shade, and watch and listen to the rally, right? We couldn't see them, but we could hear them. So we walked up, and probably 5 to 7 minutes of Trump speaking, I'm estimating here, I have no idea, you know, but we noticed the guy crawling, bear crawling up the roof of the building beside us, 50 feet away from us. So we're standing there, you know, we're pointing at the guy crawling up the roof.
And he had a gun, right?
He had a rifle. We could clearly see him with a rifle, absolutely. We're pointing at him. The police are down there running around on the ground. We're like, hey, man, there's a guy on the roof with a rifle. And the police were like, huh, what? You know, like they didn't know what was going on. You know, we're like, hey, right here on the roof. We can see him from right here. We see him. You know, he's crawling. And next thing you know, I'm thinking to myself, I'm like, why is Trump still speaking? Why have they not pulled him off the stage? I'm standing there pointing at him for, you know, 2 or 3 minutes. Secret Service is looking at us from the top of the barn. I'm pointing at that roof, just standing there like this. And next thing you know, 5 shots ring out.
So you're certain that the shots came from that guy on the roof?
100%.
He was up there for a couple of minutes.
He was up
you
there.
You saw him up there for a couple of minutes.
Absolutely. At least 3 to 4 minutes.
And you were telling the police and the Secret Service.
We were telling the police. We were pointing at him for the Secret Service. Who were looking at us from the top of the barn. They were looking at us the whole time when we were standing by that tree.
Could they see
binoculars?
Could they see him?
Probably not. But I don't know why a guy who we're standing there pointing out to police and Secret Service is crawling up the roof.
Were you outside the security
perimeter? Yes. Right there by that tree.
Guy was on the roof of a factory that, in a real world, if a president with secret security protection and a billionaire to boot, so he's got his own protection, is speaking in an open area, every single rooftop that a sniper or anybody that could take a shot would set up on, they would be set up on. You see what I'm saying? Witnesses saw the guy get in position, and for 3 to 4 minutes told the Secret Service and the police, hey, there's a guy on that roof with a gun. And 3 or 4 minutes, and then suddenly suddenly someone takes a shot at Trump. If this was real, if these were real bullets, and Trump actually did get shot in the ear, whoever was behind him got hit with the bullet. So if this was real, whoever was sitting directly behind Trump at that sight line got shot and killed. I'd like to know if that really did happen. But here's the deal. They decided to take a shot at Trump because if you shoot at Biden, what are the American people going to do? They're going to complain. They're going to want gay rights and they're going to want transgenders. And if you shoot at Trump, what's going to happen? Well, you're going to start. I mean, that's how you spark a civil war. It's exactly and only what they're looking for. Our country is done with.
But that takes a real level
what the
of balls to go that.
What the? It does take a real level of balls. But you shoot at Trump, you're going to start it, okay? I've been all over the United States. I've been to the Mexican border. I've been to Eagle Pass. I've been to Texas. I've been to the Mexican border in Arizona. It's worse than you're seeing on television because the television is helping this entire thing. Do you see what I'm saying? This is entirely crazy that this is actually beginning to happen. The first shot, the shot heard around the world has been fired. Do you know how many Trump people right now that really seriously think that if Donald Trump was somehow president again, things would be better? These are the same people that completely glossed over the fact that Trump was the only president in the history of the United States of America that put the entire country under a state of national emergency and considered it a disaster area. Nobody's ever done that. And for what? For a made-up disease? There's no jobs. There's no towns left. Every single town in the United States, for the most part, I'd say 95%, are completely corporate-owned. Walmart, Walgreens, CVS, even the gas stations, everything is corporate-owned. No, nothing is owned by the American people anymore, including the government, the police department, etc. And not only that, it's astonishing how many people are getting killed and brutalized by the police that didn't deserve it. And it's all caught on camera, and nobody gets in trouble. You know what I mean? This is all occurring right now. And I know it sucks to hear it. I know it sucks to think it. But the country's over with. There's nothing left here. And if you're outside on a hot day, you look at the temperature, and it's 75 degrees. But the sun is burning you like you're a quarter pounder sitting under those lights at McDonald's or whatever they do. The sun is brutally, brutally hot. And do I have to remind you that Germany came right out and said they built an artificial sun? China's came right out and said they built it. The year after I was born, which is 50 years ago, the United States patented the fake sun simulator. They are burning this country down right now, using everything at their means. But the main goal is, they're not going to nuke us. We're not going to get nuked. There are no nuclear weapons. That shit's not real, right? Get over it. The ultimate coup d'etat, just like it, I mean, exactly like it said, leave the world behind, is to have us kill each other. And that's what civil war is going to do. Between the transgenderism and turning little kids gay and all this other crap that the left and right paradigm don't agree upon, I was eating an apple. I got a piece of apple skin stuck in my teeth. Driving me crazy. Whatever. These guys have built it up so much that right now there are guys that believe in Donald Trump that are plotting something stupid. And if they're not, if they don't have the balls to do it, like they didn't have the balls to do anything during the COVID lockdowns, they'll just use crisis actors. You know what I'm saying? That's all. But this has officially begun. I want to give a huge shout out to Mexican Gunslinger, a really small YouTuber that I met out in California a couple of years ago. And when I came out of the mountains this morning, because I was off grid all night, I was up where the air was cold. When I pulled up my phone this morning, the first thing I saw on YouTube was his video, and I couldn't believe it. And then I saw it, and I'm like, I can't believe it. Because I'll tell you what, if the dude had all that time to set up and he was only 300 yards away, he could have nailed Trump. And if his first one only clipped his ear, his second one, if you're going to do an assassination, theoretically, you're going to take that headshot twice. And as a matter of fact, you're going to shoot at the chest and then the head, in my opinion. Because I'm guessing Trump wasn't wearing a vest. I'm guessing he didn't wear a vest. You know what I mean? Because Trump and all the other guys, all the other players around him know that it's all smoke and mirrors. The only people that kill the presidents are the people that make the presidents or protect the presidents, etc. There it was. There was your warning shot. The shot heard around the world. Here we go. This is really happening. How many coincidences? How many things can we predict out of the thin blue air and then they come to pass and people still wave them off? Get your money out of the bank right now. Right now. Before some sort of lockdown occurs because of something that some Trump supporter or whatever they call it happens. It starts stocking up on food if you haven't already. If you haven't already,